And the pasuk continues, Leich vosavta zikne Yisrael. Hashem tells Moshe, go and gather the elders of Klal Yisrael, the ones who were the heads. V'amarta aleihem, and you should say to them, Hashem, the name Yudke Vavke, Elekei Aviseichem, the God of your fathers, Nira Eli, appear to me, Elekei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, the God of Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. Leimor saying, Pokoi Pakarti Eschem, remember, I have remembered you, V'Esha Osu Lechem, the Mitzrayim, and what was done to you in Mitzrayim. And I have said, I will bring you up from the pain of Mitzrayim, El Eretz Knani, Vachiti, Vamor, Vaprizi, Vachivi, Vayabusi, El Eretz Zavas Cholavudvash, to a land that flows milk and honey. That was the message that you should tell the Zakenim. Hashem appeared to me, the God of your fathers. He has remembered you, and he will take you out. It is interesting to note that in Pasuk Tezayin, when he says Hashem's name, he says, Elekei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, as opposed to in previous psukim, in Pasuk Vav, where he says by each name of the Avos, it says Elekei. In Pasuk Vav, it says Elekei Avram, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov. And also, in Pasuk Tes Vav, it says Hashem Elekei Aviseichem, Elekei Avram, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov. One has to understand why, for some reason over here, in Pasuk Tes Zayin, it only says Elekei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Another diak is that the order seems to have changed over here in Pasuk Yud Zayin. In Pasuk Yuzayin it says, I will take you to the land of the Knani, Chiti, Amori, Vaprizi, Vachivi, Vayibusi, first, and then it says, El Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. As opposed to in Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches, first it says, Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash, and then it says, El Makam HaKnani, Achiti, Amori, Vaprizi. And the Malbim explains that over there in Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches, if you notice, it says, El Mekoyim HaKnani, the place of the Knani. It doesn't say like over here, El Eretz HaKnani. And the reason for that is, over there the Pasuk is looking at Eretz Yisrael as it was the Yidden's land. It was once the place of the Knani. Therefore, once you're looking at it at that angle, you can say first, it's Eretz Tavur Chava, Eretz Zavas Chalav Advash, and then first say Mekoyim HaKnani. But over here in Pasuk Yuzayin, for some reason the Pasuk says Eretz HaKnani, and therefore it is referring to the land as still the land of the Knani. Therefore, it doesn't say Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash until the end, because it's really only a future thing, a future event that will happen when the Yidden will take over the land of Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, V'shamu l'kalecha, and the Zakenim will listen to your voice. They will believe you when they hear you use the lashon of Pokei Pekarati, which was a simon given to them from Yaakov and from Yosef. Uvasa ata, and you will come, Moshe, V'ziknei Yisrael, and the elders of Klal Yisrael, El Melech Mitzrayim, to the king of Mitzrayim, V'amartem Elov, and you will say to them, Hashem, the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, Elokei Ho'ivrim, the God of the Jews. It says an extra Yud here to be Merameis, the Yud Makis. Nikra Oleinu, happened upon us. V'yata now, Ne'elchono Deroch Shlosh Shiyomim Ba'midbar, let us go for 3 days in the Midbar, V'nizbechol Hashem Elokeinu, and let us shecht to Hashem our God. The reason why Hashem only asked that the Yidden go for 3 days in the Midbar is because he knew that Pari would run after them when the time came that they didn't come back, and therefore, ultimately, they would drown in the Yamsuf for even a greater nes. Vani Yodati, and I know, Ki lo yiten eschem melech Mitzrayim lahalech, that the king of Mitzrayim will not allow you to go. V'loi biyoda chazaka, Rashi says, two pshatim, either, v'loi biyoda chazaka, not until I show him my strong hand, and when I show him my strong hand, then he will be destroyed. Or v'loy biyod chazaka, not because his hand is strong, that will not be the reason why you will not leave Mitzrayim. Because v'sholachti es yodi, I will send my hand v'kasi es Mitzrayim, and I will hit Mitzrayim b'chol nifloisai, with all my wonders asher es b'kirvoi, that I will do amongst them. V'acharechein yishalach eschem, and after that, Paro will send you out. So it is not because of his strong hand that he will hold you back, but rather when I send my strong hand, then he will send everybody out. V'nosati eschein ha'omazeh b'eini Mitzrayim, and I will give the favor of the nation, of the Yidden, in the eyes of Mitzrayim. The Yidden will find favor in the eyes of Mitzrayim. V'hayikisei leichon, it will be when they will leave. L'seilchon reikom, they will not leave empty-handed. V'sho'alo isho mishchenta, and a woman will ask from her neighbor, umigores besa, and from one that lives in her house, klei chesev uchleizav usimolois, silver vessels, gold vessels, and clothing. V'samtem, and you will put them alpaneichem v'alpanoiseichem, on your sons and on your daughters, v'nitzaltem es Mitzrayim, and you will empty out Mitzrayim. From this pasuk, we see clearly that the Jews did not only live in the land of Goshen anymore. Because if the pasuk is saying that a woman will ask from her neighbor a mitzri, and from the person who lives in her house another mitzri, it must be that they live together. We also see that by Makkos Bechoris, where it says that Hashem skipped over the Jewish houses, and the goyim, the mitzriim that lived in between, were killed. So again we see that the Jews and the mitzriim lived together. And the reason for that was because originally the Yidden lived in Goshen and Ramses, but after they multiplied, Ubnei Yisrael Paru Vayisrusu Vayirbu Vayasmu Vayoid Vayoid, the pasuk says Vatimole Ha'aretz Oisam, and the land filled up with them, which the Mefarshim explained means that the Yidden spread out throughout the whole land of Mitzrayim, not only in the land of Goshen and Ramses. Klausenberger Rebbe also says an interesting word on this pasuk. The pasuk says that they will take from the Mitzrayim simolos, clothing, and you'll place them on your sons and your daughters. The Klausenberger Rebbe said that the clothing of the Mitzrayim were not sneas, and therefore they were very small, and therefore the Yidden put them because that's who would fit. Let's go back on the Rashi inside pasuk Tezayin. Ezikne Yisrael, go gather the Zekanim of Klai Yisrael. Miyuchadim li yeshiva. It means the ones who were set aside to sit on the council. V'in Taimar Zekanim Stam. If you'll say it means really the elders, the old people of Klai Yisrael. Hech efshel lesa Zekanim shel samach riboy. How is it possible to gather Zekanim, old people from 600,000? So it must be, it means the heads of Klai Yisrael. And the Yidden, the Zekanim, will listen to your voice. They will believe you. Me'aleihem by themselves. Once you will say to them this lashon, yishmu lekalecha. They'll listen to your voice. Shekfar simen zeh masa biyodom, because this simen was already given in their hands. Miyakov and Yosef, from Yaakov and from Yosef. Shevin lashon zeh heim negolim. In this lashon, in this language of pokay pekadati, they will be redeemed. Yaakov amar melekim pokay yifkod eschem. Yaakov said, Elikim poko yifkod eschem. And Yosef amalehem poko yifkod Elikim eschem. Although, if you actually look at the psukim over there, they were both said by Yosef. But since it was said twice, the Mefarshim explained that one was said by Yaakov and one was said by Yosef. One Yosef was repeating in the name of Yaakov. The question arises, what type of a simon was that, that the person that says poko pakadati is the Savior, is the Redeemer? Couldn't anybody get up and say Pokot Pekadati? Why is that a simon? And the Ramban says that it was a Kabbalah that they had, that the first person that will get up and say it will be a true leader, and that nobody will come and lie and make up and say, I am the leader and I'm giving the simon of Pokot Pekadati. Part of the Kabbalah was that nobody would lie when they say those words. A second shot I heard was that it wasn't just saying the words Pokot Pekadati, but it was explaining what the meaning behind it was. And the meaning behind it was Pokot. If you look at the gematria of Pokot, Pei Kuf Vav Dalit, the gematria is 190. Pokot, 190, Pekadati I have taken off. The reason why you're going out of Mitzrayim after 210 years is Pokot, the 190, Pekadati I have subtracted from the 400, and you only have to work 210. And the person that comes and says these words with the remez behind it was the true leader. There is an extra yud. Remez loy makas. Remez liyud makas is a simon to the 10 makas. Nikra oleinu, happened upon us. Lashem mikra, it means he happened. Echein vayikor elikim. It says Hashem happened to Bilam. Another pasuk is Vanoichi Ikarakoy, I will be happened to from Hashem over here. As Rashi explains this pasuk, Ahon Nikra Miita Haloim, I will be appeared to and happened to from Hashem over here. And the Maskil of David explains why Hashem said you should use a lashon of Hashem happened upon us to Paroi, because you speak to somebody the way he is used to hearing and seeing. And since to the Nevi'e Ha'akum, Hashem only appeared by chance and by a happening, therefore, when Moshe and the Zekanim would be going to Paroi, you should also use a lashon that Hashem happened upon us, because that is the way he is used to hearing that Nevi'im have Nevuah. And Rashi continues, Lo yitin eschem melech Mitzrayim la'aloich, the king of Mitzrayim will not allow you to go. Im ein ani mara lo yodi achazaka. He's explaining the end of the pasuk. Paroi will not allow you to go If I don't show him my yada chazaka, kolomer, kol oyd she'ena ani moidia yada chazaka, as long as I do not make known to him my yada chazaka, my strong hand, la'iten eschem la'alich, he will not allow you to go. La'iten la'yishpeik, he will not allow. K'moy, alkein lo'nisaticha, I did not give you, means I did not allow you to marry she'lo b'ni. Lo'nisana elikim lahara imadi, Hashem did not allow you to do bad to me. The kula and lashon nesinahein, they all in actuality really mean giving. To give permission is to allow. So that is the first pshat. V'loy biyada chazaka means not until I show them my strong hand. V'yesh mafarshim v'loy biyada chazaka v'loy b'shvil sheyada chazaka. It is not because his hand paroi is strong. Ki me'oz ashalach es yodi, because like it says in Pasuk Chaf, when I will send my hand v'kesi es Mitzrayim and I will hit Mitzrayim, then Paro will send them out. So it's not because of his strong hand, because my hand is much stronger. Umitagaminon, and that's what Targum says, Oisai, V'loim mikadam dechile takif. Not because Paro's might is very strong. Mishmoish Rav Yaakov b'Rav Menachem nemeli. This was also said to me in the name of Rav Yaakov, the son of Menachem. And each one will ask from her neighbor, Umigoras Besa, May Oisai she gora ita babayis, from the woman that lives with her in the house. And you will empty out Mitzrayim, v'nitzaltem, ketagumoy usiroknun, and you will empty out. Chen, v'yinatzlu es Mitzrayim, they emptied out Mitzrayim, v'yisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael es edjom, and the Jews became emptied from their crowns. V'anun bo yisoyit, Rashi is telling you that the nun in this word is part of the root of the word, as opposed to u'menachem chibroi, Menachem says, b'machperes tzadi, Menachem associates this word with a word that is a shurish beginning with a tzaddik. In Vayotzel Elikim es Miknavichem, from the word Vayotzel Elikim, tzaddik is the beginning of the shurish. Hashem separated the cattle of your father. Love him. Asher Hitzel Elikim Me'avinu, when Hashem separated from our father. So he's learning it's a shurish starting with a tzaddik and it means separated. And he wants to explain that instead of Vinitzaltim es Mitzrayim means, like we said before, and you will empty out Mitzrayim, it means you will separate these things from Mitzrayim. And Rashi will explain why Menachem's pshat cannot be, and his words cannot be true. Ki im loy hoisa hanun yisoid, if the nun is not part of the shorish, v'hi nekuda v'chirik, and it gets an nekuda under it, a chirik, like we have v'nitzaltem, loy tehei mishameshes b'loshen ufa'altem, it will not mean and you did and you separated, elo b'loshen v'nif'altem, it will mean that you became separated. So if you want to say the shorish is from tzel, separate, v'nitzaltem does not mean and you separated like Menachem wants to say, but rather it means and you became separated, which makes absolutely no sense in this pasuk. K'may, where do we find that the action goes on the person that it means you became separated and something similar to that? K'may, v'nisachtem min ha'adama, and you became uprooted. Not that you uprooted, you became uprooted min ha'adama. V'nitatem b'yad oyev, and you became given over in the hand of the enemy. V'nigavtem lifnei oyevechem, and you became plagued before your enemy. U'netachtem b'secha, and you became melted inside of her. V'amartem nitzolnu, you said we should be saved. All of these are lashon nif'alnu. The action happened to you because there was a chirik under the nun. And Rashi says furthermore why Menachem's pshat cannot be right. Because v'chol nun shehibo b'teva lefrakim, every nun that comes in a word leprakim at times v'noyfeles mimenu, and sometimes it's left out of the word kinun shel noygev, like the nun of the word noygev and noysei. The word noysei has a nun noysein noysheich. All these words, sometimes the nun is there, sometimes the nun is not there. Kishimi daberes lashon ufaaltem, when it speaks in a language of you will do, tinaked b'shva b'chatav, underneath the nun it gets a shva, a chatav shva. Kigoin unesasem es aveichem, and you will carry your father. Unesatem lahem es eretz gilad, and you will give the land of Gilad. Unemaltem, and you will be mal es psar or laschem. So we see again, if you wanted to say that you will separate from Mitzrayim, the nekuda should not be v'nitzaltem, but rather unitzaltem, because that will mean a lashon of ufa'altem. L'chein ani oimer, therefore I say, shezoi sana nekuda b'chirik min ha'yisoidhu, that this nekuda with the chirik, this letter nun that has a chirik under it, is part of the root of the word, and it means empty, nitzol. V'yisoid shem dover nitzol, and the root word is nitzol to empty. V'hu min ha'lashon es ha'kvedim, it's from languages that are kaved, heavy, it gets a dugish in the tzaddik, k'may dibur, kippur, limud, all these words, the bays, the pay, the mem, all have dagish. And when it speaks in the language of ufa'altem, and you did, you knock it bechirik, it gets a chirik. Just like vidi bartem alasela, vechi partem es habayis. So all these words, dibartem, kipartem, limaratem, is the same as nitzaltem. All mean you. Dibartem, you spoke. Limaratem, you learned, you will teach. Vinitzaltem, and you will empty out Mitzrayim. In conclusion, Rashi is saying that the word vinitzaltem means you will empty out Mitzrayim, and it cannot mean like Menachem, that it means vinitzaltem, you will separate from Mitzrayim, because Vinitzaltem, the way the Nakudas are, means you will become separated from Mitzrayim, and if it meant you will separate Mitzrayim, it should have said Unitzaltem. And that is the reason why Rashi says Vinitzaltem means, and you will empty out Mitzrayim. And the pasuk continues, Vayan Moshe, Vayomer, Moshe answered and said, Vehein lo yaminu bi, lo yaminu li, and they will not believe me. Klal Yisrael will not believe me. Ve'lo yishmu b'koili, and they will not listen to my voice. Ki yomru, because they will say, lo nira elecho Hashem. Hashem never appeared to you. Moshe was saying that even though Hashem said, v'shomu l'kolecho, they will listen to your voice, Moshe was saying they will not believe me. Vayomer elav Hashem, maze biyodecho. And Hashem said, maze biyodecho. Rashi brings down that it is written as one word. Instead of mazeh, it's written mazeh, one word. And really, you can read it mizeh. Mizeh shebiyodecho, from this in your hand, atochayev lilkos, you are chayev to be hit. Because we know, choyshed b'ksherim loike begufay, somebody who accuses somebody else for no reason, is loike begufay, is hit in his guf, in his body. So therefore, Hashem is saying, mizeh shebiyodecho, from this stick in your hand, you should be hit for being choyshed and accusing Klal Yisrael for no reason by saying they will not believe you. But the simple meaning is, mazeh biyodecho, what is in your hand? Do you agree it's a stick? Vayomer, yes, mate, it's a stick. Vayomer, he said, hashlicheu arzo. Hashem said, throw it to the ground. Vayashlicheu arzo, and Moshe threw it to the ground. Vayihila nochosh, and it became a snake. Vayonis Moshe miponav, and Moshe ran away from before the snake. Vayomer Hashem on Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, shlach yodcho vechoiz biznovois, send your hand and grab onto its tail. Vayishlach yodi vayachazik boy, he sent his hand and grabbed onto it. Vayihila mate bechapoy, and it became a stick. In his hand, it returned back into a stick. Laman yaminu, in order that they, Klal Yisrael, should believe, ki nira elecho Hashem elekei avosam, that Hashem, the God of their fathers, has appeared to you, elekei Avraham, elekei Yitzchak, elekei Yaakov. Again, here it says elekei by each one. This sign, that the stick became a snake, should be a sign for you, that a sign for Klal Yisrael, that Hashem had appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi explains the reason why he picked a snake was really a punishment to Moshe, to show Moshe that he sinned, that he was tafas umnosei shel nachash. He grabbed onto the craft of the nachash, the first nachash, because the first nachash spoke lashon hara against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said to Chava, the reason why Hashem does not want you to eat from the Eitz Hadas is only because he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ate from the Eitz Hadas and was able to create worlds. Therefore, he does not want you to eat from the same eitz, that you will also become a god like him. And therefore, Moshe was being shown here that he was tafas umnis shel nachash. He was like the first nachash that spoke lashon hara. Vayom Hashem lo yoyin, Hashem continued to speak to Moshe, and he said, Hava no yodcho b'chekecho, bring your hand to your chest. Vayom yodcho b'chekecho, and he brought his hand to his chest. Vayotzia, when he took it out, v'hine yodcho mitzaras kasholek, and behold, his hand had leprosy, just like snow, because leprosy is white like snow. Vayomer, and he said, Hoshev yodcho el chekecho, return your hand el chekecho, to your chest. Vayoshev yodcho el chekoi, and he returned it. Vayotzia mechekoi, and right when he took it out, mechekoi v'hine shavei kivsara, it returned to his original skin color. If you notice, when he took it out, when it became saras, it says Vayotzia. It does not say, like in Pasuk Zayin, Vayotzia mechekoi. This is to teach us, Zag Rashi, that midat tova mimaheres lavoi mimidas peronios. When Hashem brings a punishment, he brings it slowly. Vayotzia. The Taras came out, but not right away the second he took it out, mechekoi. As opposed to when it returned and healed to his original basar, it says Vayotzia mechekoi. Right away when he took it out, mechekoi, it became back to his original skin color. And again, also by this sign, Hashem was punishing Moshe, because we know when somebody speaks Lashon Hara, his punishment is to get saras, just like we find by Miriam. So here also, he spoke Lashon Hara against Klal Yisrael, saying, "V'hein lo yaminu li v'leishmu v'koili." Therefore, he was punished with saras. So it comes out that the first two signs were both a punishment for Moshe Rabbeinu also. The fact that the stick became a nachash, and the fact that his hand turned into Taras Kasholek. And Maskil David explains that it was really a punishment for his double Lashon, because in Pasuk Aleph, he said, "V'hein lo ya'aminu li v'lo yishmu b'koili." He said a double Lashon. They will not believe me, and they will not listen to my voice. Because of the double Lashon, he was punished twice, with a nachash and with Taras. And Pasuk Ches continues, "V'hayim lo ya'aminu lach v'lo yishmu l'koil hois harishon." If they will not believe you, and they will not listen to this voice of the first sign of the nachash, "V'heminu l'koil hois ha'achron," they will definitely believe the voice of the second sign, as Rashi explains, because Klal Yisrael was used to hearing that somebody who comes against Klal Yisrael got negoim, plagued, and this plague would be tzaras. Just like they saw that Paroi and Avimelech got tzaras because they held back Sara, so too they would understand that somebody who started up with Klal Yisrael, as Moshe did, would also get tzaras. So they would believe the second sign. But if it will be that they will not listen to the two first signs, and they will not hear your voice, and you should take from the waters of the Nile, and you should throw it to the ground on the dry land, and it will be the water that you took from the Yaar, it will become dam, it will become blood on the dry land. And the Mefarshim want to know, why would Klal Yisrael believe this third sign more than the first two? And some Mefarshim want to explain that the first two signs were not done in front of the Yidden. Moshe just related to them what happened, that he threw down a stick and it became a snake. He put his hand b'chekoi and it got saras. And only the third sign was the one he did before Klal Yisrael. But the Maskil of David does not agree with this, because it seems to be that there's a Beferish Pasuk that says that Moshe did all the signs in front of the Like it says in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed, Vayas ha'oisois, he did the signs, plural, le'enei ha'om. So therefore he does not want to learn that only the last sign was done, but rather all three were done before Klal Yisrael. So what was the Maila of the third sign? He therefore learns that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was showing them what the first Makkah will be, that the first Makkah will be something that will plague their God, as the Mitzrayim worship the Nilus, and he will take the water of the Nilus and make it into blood, and he's showing them that this will be the first Makkah, that was more of a sign than the rest of them, by showing them what the first Makkah will be. In Sefer Gan Roveh, there was a very nice pshat brought down from the Yalkut Gershuni in the name of the Sefer Imre Noyam, who says that there is a Chuvas HaRajba, also quoted in Taisvis Yontif Masechtas Demai, that says that a priest once came to the Rajba, and he said, "How can you say that there will be a Bayis Shlishi? If the Pasuk in Chagai says, 'Gadol Yia Kavod HaBayis Hazeh HaAchroin Min HaRishoin,' the kavod, the honor of the bayis ha'achron, referring to bayis sheni, will be greater than the first, the rishon, bayis rishon." So we see the pasuk in Chagai calls bayis sheni achron. So how can you say that there will be a third bayis? On that, the Rashba answered with the pasuk in this week's parsha, pasuk ches, where the pasuk says about the three signs. He says, "V'hoyim lo ya'aminu lach, v'leishmu l'koil ha'oisa rishon, v'aminu l'koil ha'oisa achron." Hashem told Moshe, if they don't believe the first sign of the Nachash, they'll believe the Koil Ha'isa Achron, the last sign of the Taras. So the question arises, there is a third sign where the water became Dam, and still the second sign is called Achron. So we see Achron makes sense even on a second sign when there will be a third, because relative to the first sign it's called Achron. So too by Bayis Sheni and Bayis Shlishi, Bayis Sheni is called Achron relative to the first bias, but there can still be a bias shlishi. And on that, the Mefarshim explain that you can type up the Pasuk and Parshas Boy. Pasuk says that Hashem commanded Klal Yisrael to take the blood of the Korban Pesach and put it on the doorposts. V'hoyo ha'dam lochem lo'ois al ha'batim. And the blood will be a sign for me on the houses that you are there, and then I will skip over those houses and save you. So they teach the pasuk like this: V'hoyo hadam lochem la'ois. The dam, which is the second sign, and is called achron, even though there will be a third sign afterwards, lochem la'ois al habatim. It will be for you as a sign al habatim on the Beis Hamikdash, that even though Bayis Sheni is called achron, there can still be a Bayis Shlishi. And the pasuk continues, and Moshe says to Hashem, another reason why I can't go to speak to Paroi. Be Hashem, please Hashem, let yesh devarim anoichi. I am not a person of words. Gam tomorrow, not yesterday. Gam shilshoim, also 2 days ago. Gam eoz debercho el avdecho, and also from the beginning of time when you spoke to your servant. Ki chavad peh uchavad loshon anoichi, because I speak with a heaviness of the mouth and a heaviness of language. According to Rashi, Moshe was saying that he is not a speaker, he is not an orator, he does not know how to talk to people, he stutters, and therefore he cannot speak to Paroi. And the Mefarshim explained the reason why Hashem caused the leader of Klal Yisrael not to be a speaker was because Hashem did not want future generations to say that it was because of Moshe's great oratory skills that he was able to convince Klal Yisrael, but rather he was somebody who was not a speaker and was still able to lead Klal Yisrael. Rashbam argues with Rashi. He says, is it possible that somebody who is a Navi that Hashem spoke ponim al ponim to and was makabel the Torah would be somebody who stutters? And therefore he learns that the pasuk is saying not that I can't speak so clearly, but rather I am not familiar with the language of the Egyptians because I left Egypt when I was still a young boy and I was a Midian. And therefore, how can I speak to Paroi if I am not so fluent in their language? And Rashi explains that we see from the pasuk that Hashem was trying to convince Moshe for 7 days to take the leadership and go take the Yinat of Mitzrayim. And he is medayik this from the pasuk, where the pasuk says, Gam mitzmol, yesterday, Gam mishilshem, 2 days ago, Gam me'oz dabercha el avdecha, from the beginning of time when you spoke to your servant. So those are 3 days. Yesterday, 2 days ago, me'oz dabercha is the third day, and three times the word Gam is three more days, and he was speaking today on the seventh day. And the reason why Moshe did not want to take the gedula was because Aaron, his brother, was older than him, and he was also a Navi, and he did not want to take the gedula above his brother. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem answered Elov to Moshe, Misom pela adam, who gives a person a mouth and makes him able to speak? Oy mi yosom ileb, who makes somebody mute? Oy cheresh, or deaf? Oy pikeach, or able to see? Oy iver, or blind? Haloi anoichi Hashem, is it not me who my name is Hashem? And Rashi explains the pasuk that it is all referring to what happened to Moshe. Misom pela adam, who enabled you to speak in front of Paroi when he was judging you for killing the Mitzri? Oy mi yosom ileim, who made Paroi not able to talk to enforce that you were put to death? Oy cheresh, who made his servants deaf and not hear whatever he really did say? Oy iver, who made the executioners blind when you ran away from the platform and escaped to Midian? Haloi anochi Hashem, is it not me whose name is Hashem? I am capable of enabling somebody to speak even though they actually cannot speak so clearly. Viato lech, and now I am telling you to go. Vanochi eya in picha, and I will be with your mouth. Vahoresicha asher tetaber, and I will teach you what to say. Do not worry that you cannot speak clearly. I will take care of that. And Moshe refuses again to go, Vayomer, and he says, Be Hashem, please Hashem, Shlachno biatishlach. Rashi brings down two pshatim. Shlachno, send, biatishlach. Send in the hand of the one that you always send, which is Aaron, who is your Navi up to now. Or Shlachno biatishlach, send in the hand of the one that you want to send with, the one that will bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, which is Yeshua. Don't send with me, who I will not end up leading them into Eretz Yisrael. So we see over the past few psukim how 6 times Moshe Rabbeinu declines HaKadosh Baruch Hu's offer to lead Klal Yisrael. First he said, who am I to speak to Paroi? Hashem answered, I will be with you. Then he said, what schus do they have? And he said, the schus of Kabbalah HaTorah. Then he said, what name should I tell Klal Yisrael is your name when they ask me? On that he said, the name Eke and the name Yudke Vavke. Then Moshe said, they will not believe me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him 3 signs. And then he said, I'm not a speaker. On that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Misom Pela Odom. And now, the 6th time he refused, he says, please send in the hand of the one you always send with, in the hand of Aaron. Vayichar af Hashem b'Moshe. And now Hashem got angry at Moshe. And Rashi brings down that this is one place, Zak Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that we find anger, but we don't find the punishment. On that, Rabbi Yossi answered, no, here also we see Hashem punished Moshe. Vayomer, he said, Aaron achicha halevi. Aaron, your brother, is the Levi. Which meant to say that Aaron, your brother, was supposed to be the Levi, and you were supposed to be the Kohen. But since you refused to go on my mission, therefore, Aaron will be the Kohen, and you will be the Levi. Yodati aino ki davi yedaberhu. That he is able to speak. And it will be when he will come toward you and see you and see that you're the leader, and he will be happy in his heart. And because he had such a good heart, he was zeiche for the ornament, the tachshit of the choshen, to be on his heart. And you will speak to him, and you will place the words of Hashem in his mouth. And I will be with your mouth and with his mouth. And I will teach you what to do. And he will be the one speaking to the nation, because you stutter. He will be to you for a mouth. And you will be to him, as Rashi explains, l'rav ulasar, as a leader. You should take this stick in your hand, that you will do the signs. So basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Moshe that Aaron will be the one who will speak to Klal Yisrael, and you will feed him the information from Hashem, what he should say to Klal Yisrael. And now let's go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Beis, Maze Biodecho. What is in your hand? So Rashi, Lekach Nichtav Teva Achas. For this reason, it is written as one word, Maze, Lidrosh, to interpret, Mizeh shebiyodecho ato chayev lilkos. From this that's in your hand, you are chayev to be hit. Shechoshadato b'ksherim. You accuse people who are innocent, because the Bnei Yisrael will really believe you. Upshutai, and the simple meaning is, kodom shoyim lechaverit. Like a person tells his friend, Moida ato, do you admit, do you agree, shezu shelefonecho, even he? Do you agree this is a stone before you? Oimer loy. He says, hey, yes. Oimer loy, hireni oisa, oisa eitz. I will make it into a piece of wood. You agree it's a stone? I'll make it into a piece of wood. So too over here. Do you agree this is a stick? I will make it into a snake. So Rashi by Hila Nochosh. Remez loy shesipur loshen hara. He hinted to Moshe that he spoke Lashon Hara al Yisrael on Klal Yisrael. But Amroi lo yaminuli. When Moshe said they will not believe me, v'tofas umnosoi shel nochosh, and he grabbed onto the craft of the nochosh, the first snake that spoke against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'yachazek boy Lashon achizahu. Rashi says it means to grab a hold onto. V'harba yesh b'mikra, and we find many like that in the Pesukim. V'yachziku ha'anoshim b'yodoi, and the men grabbed onto his hand. And it says in Devarim, Bechazikah b'mavushav, and she grabbed onto his embarrassed parts. As it says in Shmuel, Bechazakti b'ziknoi, and I grabbed onto his beard. Kol lashon chizuk, whenever we find the word chizuk, hadavuk l'beis, that is attached to a beis following it, lashon achizahi, it means to grab a hold onto. Here also, Vayachazek boy, Vayachziku ha'noshim b'yodoi, Bechazakti b'ziknoi, all of them mean grabbing a hold onto something else. And Rashi continues, Pasuk Vav Mitzaras Kasholik, Derech Tzaras Lias Levono. The way of Tzaras is to be white. As it says in the Pasuk, Im Baheres Levonohi. If the person has a Baheres Levona, a white Baheres. Af Boizer Ramazloi, Shelashon Hara Siper. Even by this sign, the second sign, Hashem was hinting to Moshe that he spoke Lashon Hara. But Omri, when he spoke about Klal Yisrael and said, Lo Ya'aminu Li, they won't believe me. Lafikach, Hilkeu b'tzaras, he hit him with tzaras, k'mo shaloksa Miriam al Lashon Hara. Just like Miriam was smitten when she spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe. Vayotzia mechekoi, v'hinei shavo. The Pasuk says, when he took his hand out of his chekoi, out of his chest, it returned to the regular skin color. Mikan, from here we see, shemida toiva mimaheres lavoi, mimidas puronios. That when Hashem does something good, a mida toiva, it comes quicker and it happens faster than when he brings a punishment. Because when he took his hand out the first time and it became taras, it just says vayotzia. It does not say mechekoi. It was not immediate. As opposed to Pasuk Zion, when it was healing, it says vayotzia mechekoi vihine shava kivsaro. There, the healing process was immediate. If they don't believe the first sign, they will believe the second sign. When you will say to them, because of you I got hit, because I spoke against you, lashon hara, they will believe you. Because they are used to this. The ones who come against them to do bad to them, are punished with saras, just like by Paroi and Avimelech, they both got saras because of Sarah, by holding back Sarah and holding her hostage. Therefore, here also they will understand that Moshe must be telling the truth, that he got saras for speaking against Klal Yisrael. And you will take from the waters of the Ur, Ramaz Lahem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinted to them, Shebamaka Rishona, his first Maka of the 10 Makas, Nifra Me'ele Husam, he will punish their God. Pirish, Shekisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nifra Me'ele Umais, when Hashem punishes the nations, Nifra Me'ele Husam, he punishes their gods Tchila first. Shehoyu Oivdim L'Nilos, they were worshipping the Nile. HaMachaya Oisam, because the Nilos would feed them. And he will change these waters into dam. And that's what he was showing them now, that the first makkah will be something similar to what I am showing you now, that this water will become blood. V'hayu hamayim, v'hayu v'hayu shnei palmim. Why does it say v'hayu twice? V'hayu hamayim, v'hayu ladam. Nira be'enai. Ilu nemar, if the pasuk would say v'hayu hamayim asher tikach min ha'or ledam bayabashas, if the Torah would only write v'hayu once, and it would say v'hayu hamayim asher tikach min ha'or ledam bayabashas, shomei ani, I might think shebiyodoi heim nefchim ledam, that in Moshe's hands it turned to dam. V'oz kishiyeredu la'oretz, when they came to the ground, yil behavyusam, they would be back in their original state of water. Aval achshav milam denu. But now the pasuk is teaching us, shelo yudam ad sheyil bayaboshes, it won't become blood until it's on the dry land. So Rashi is saying, without the double v'hayu, I can read the pasuk like this: v'hayu hamayim asher tikach min ha'or ledam, the blood that you will take from the ha'or will be blood in my hand. Bayaboshes, it will return back to water. But now it says v'hayu twice. It means v'hayu hamayim asher tikach min ha'or. The blood, it will be the water that you take out of the ur. V'hayu ladam bayaboshes, it will become blood first when it's on the dry land, not in Moshe's hand, but rather on the dry land. Zakrashi v'aiter, Moshe said, I am not a speaker. Gam mitmoil. Lamadnu, this comes to teach us. Shekol shiva yomim, for 7 days, Hoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefate es Moshe b'sneh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was persuading Moshe in the burning bush, leilech b'shluchusai, to go in, on his mission. Mitmoil shilshoim me'oz dabercha. Harei shloisha. These are 3 days, yesterday, the day before, and from the time that you were speaking. Ushloisha gamin, and it all says gam tmoil, gam shilshoim, gam me'oz dabercha. Ribuyim heim. These all are a riboy to include extra days. Harei shisha. So now we have 6. And he was standing there on the 7th day, when he said this next thing, which is pasuk, Yud Gimel, Shlach no biatishlach. Ad shechoraboy, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry, v'kibel olav, and he accepted the mission. Why did Moshe not want to accept? This was all because he did not want to take superiority over Aaron, his brother. He was 3 years older than him. Vinavi, and he was also a Navi. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, in Shmuel, Hanigdo Naglesi El Besavicha Biyosim B'Mitzrayim, I had appeared to your father's house in Mitzrayim. Who Aaron is, it is referring to when Hashem appeared to Aaron. V'chein Yecheskel, V'oidol Lehem Beretz Mitzrayim, V'oimar Aleihem Ish Shekutzei Einov, I appeared to them and I was known to them in the land of Mitzrayim, and I said, Ish Shekutzei Einov, each one his Avodah Zarah Hashlichu, throw away. V'oise Nevuah La'aron Nemra, and this Nevuah was said to Aaron. So we see Aaron received Nevuah in Mitzrayim, and therefore Moshe did not want to take the superiority over him. K'vat Peh, B'chvedus Ani Medaber, with a heavy mouth I speak, V'v'lashon Laz Blu, So Rashi Yud Aleph Misam Peh. Mi lemedcha ledaber? Who taught you, Moshe, to speak? Kishayisa nidoin lefnei Pare alamitzri. When you were being done, when you were being judged before Pare concerning killing the Mitzri. Oy mi yasum ilaim. Mi asa Pare ilaim. Who made Pare a mute? Not being able to talk, shloines ames b'mitzvas harigosecho, that he was not strong in pushing on the commandment of killing you. Bes mishoros of chareshim, and who made his servants deaf, shloishamu b'tzavoisei olecho, that they did not hear when I commanded them about you to kill you. Ula asbak kal toirin, and the executioners hahargin who kill miosam ivrim, who made them blind. Shlei ro'u, they did not see, kishabarachta min abima, when you escaped from the platform, v'nimlatata, and you ran away. Who did that? Halo anoichi sheshmi Hashem, it is I, who my name is Hashem, asisi kol zois. So I have the power to enable you to speak also. On that Moshe said, shlach no biatishlach, biat mishata rogel shloach, send in the hand of the one who you are usual to send with, who aren't, not me. Send it in the hand of somebody else who you want to send with. My end will not be to lead them into Eretz Yisrael and to be their redeemer in the future. You have many other shluchim. He is referring to send in the hand of the one who will lead them into Eretz Yisrael, which is Yeshua. And the pasuk continues, Vayicharaf, and Hashem got angry at Moshe. Vabishu ben Korcha Omer, Kol Charon Afsha b'Torah Neba Baroshem. Whenever we find an anger in the Torah, there is a punishment. Mezeh loy Neba Baroshem. But this instance, there is no punishment mentioned. And we do not find any punishment with this anger. And that Rabbi Yossi argues, Amale Rabbi Yossi, Afbezu Neba Baroshem. Even in this case, we find a punishment. Because the pasuk says, "Haloi Aaron Achicha HaLevi," it calls Aaron the Levi. Shehaya Asid Liyos Levi. He should have been the Levi in the future. V'loi Koyin. V'akuhuna Hayisi Omer Loseis Mimcha. And the kuhuna I would have said should have come from you. Me'ata Lo Yiyakein. But now, after you refuse to go on my mission, it will not be like that. Elo, Hu Yiyakein. He will be the Koyin. V'ata HaLevi. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, U'Moshe Isha Lekim. Banav Yikaru al Shevet Levi. Moshe's children will be known and be called on Shevet Levi. And it says, Hinei hu yaitzi likwasecha, Aaron will come toward you, kishetelech l'mitzrayim. When you will be on the way to Mitzrayim, Aaron will come toward you and meet you in the Midbar. V'ruachah, and he will see you, v'samach b'liboy, and his heart will be happy for you. Loi kisha'ata savor, not like you thought. Shehei makbid lecha, that he will be makbid and resent you, sha'ata oil l'gdula. No, it will not be like that. Aaron will be very happy for you because he has a very good heart. Umisham zeicha Aaron, and from there Aaron merited la'adei ha'choshen, to the ornament of the choshen, hanosun al halev. Aaron, who had a good heart, was zeicha for the choshen, which was placed on the heart. And Rashi says, v'diber hu l'cha, and he will speak for you. L'cha does not mean to you, but it means b'shvilcha, for you. He will speak for you el ha'om. Yidaber el ha'om, he will speak for you to the ha'om. V'zeh yochiach, and this is a proof, al kol, l'cha, v'li, v'loi, v'lochem, v'lohem. Every time the Torah uses the words l'cha, to you, to me, to him, to you, and to them, chasmuchem etzel dibor, that is next to a word of dibor, Diber lecha, diber li, diber loy, diber lochem, diber lohem, lashon alhem. These are all a lashon of for or on. It does not mean he will speak to you, because when the Torah wants to use a lashon dibor and say I am speaking to you, it says diber elecha, diber elav. But when he says diber lecha, diber loy, it means speaking about you and speaking about him. And therefore the pasuk here means that Aaron will speak for you to the and he will be lecha lepeh, he will be for you for a peh, lemelitz, as an interpreter, lefisha'ata kvat peh, because you do not speak clearly. And you will be for him, leloy him, leravu l'sar, as a leader.